This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Everything is just fine. Thank you very much. This is the DJB show. Hopefully your world is fine. Our world is fine. We put the minds of great people together here. The mind of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan's mind, Kara Schiller's mind, my mind. And look what we have. Listen to what we have. Never mind. Look what we have. Jennifer leads off with a trending story this hour. Jen.
Well, HAFTA is what we're talking about.
HAFTA.
HAFTA. Have you heard about HAFTA?
HAFTA is half of NAFTA. HAFTA.
That's right.
Yes. You have to have half of NAFTA.
That's right.
You have to have HAFTA.
On Monday, President Trump scored what his supporters are calling a pretty big victory. Critics are critics, of course. But there is some progress being made on a trade deal with Mexico. There is something now in the works far more beneficial than NAFTA, according to the president and his administration. And the new deal is supposed to help American workers and manufacturers, which is also a win, not just for us, but for Mexico as well. This was a huge campaign promise. The president, if you remember, as he would rally around the country, said he wants to start renegotiating NAFTA right away, and that's exactly what he did. We had a $500 billion trade deficit, which was a huge drain on the economy and kind of devastated areas in the country, especially in rural America, that had been forgotten after manufacturing jobs left. And one of the main decisions behind NAFTA was to turn the country into a service country instead of a manufacturing country. That was not working so well for many workers, many industries in the economy. And so this is now making the stock market go bananas. And so my question, Dougie, just from your perspective, because your other life is in the farm business, this is supposed to be helping farmers. Is this a move that you're happy about, or is there something that we're missing with this?
This is a move that will help farmers. Actually, it's one of those things we get so lost in the debate about Trump and his personality. This is an example of something very good for America, no matter what your stripes are. This is very good for the country, never mind just agriculture, but for the country in general. Prices, jobs, all that sort of thing. The cry when NAFTA was placed, and I think it was the Clinton administration, it was called NAFTA Shafta. And it was because the Americans took the shaft and the Canadians and the Mexicans got the better end of the deal for whatever the reason. We're still talking to Canada about how to fix the trade deficit or the trade problems, mostly over food items, because they have government subsidies and they continue to bring food, milk, that sort of thing across the border and compete with our farmers. So in terms of us competing, it isn't just farming, although it's a big part of it. And I'm going to take a side street here, Jennifer, with your permission, please, because the focus has been the farming community, the farming worker, the people who are working on our farms that come from Mexico and other parts of Hispania have been the focus and have taken the brunt with good reason. When the debate comes about illegal immigrants and where they're working on the farms, many of them. And the killing of Molly Tibbetts last week, or whenever it happened, but coming to light last week about this time, prompted a lot of criticism of immigration once again, because the fellow charged in her death is a Mexican. And he was here illegally. First it was thought he was here legally, and then he was illegal, and yada, yada, yada. The fellow who is the father in this circumstance, that is Ms. Tibbetts' dad's named Rob, he has been asked a lot by the news media to comment on the citizenship argument and immigration laws and this guy killed your daughter and aren't you angry at the president, or aren't you angry at the country, aren't you angry at the Mexicans, aren't you angry at the Hispanic community, blah, 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 blah. And he said, no, the Hispanic community are Iowans. As far as I'm concerned, they're Iowans with better food. And I thought that was an interesting comment to come from somebody who, you know, you can imagine him being kind of angry about what is going on.
We're looking for another avenue to express anger and point blame. And it would be very understandable. He's a grieving father. This was a horrible, horrible case. Yeah.
His asked mourners to remember his daughter by celebrating something wonderful rather than focusing on who killed her and how she died, which I thought was pretty big of him, actually. He talked about her having a passion for life. She desired to help others. That's what she lived for. A lot of wonderful things in her life. He talked a lot about her life, and he actually recognized somebody who had just been married the day before during his eulogy of his daughter. At any rate, I just wanted to focus on Ms. Tibbetts and her father and the good that is good. All right, in a moment, we're going to focus on your finances, especially helping women who are trying to take charge of financial decisions. This will be a very helpful, informative time for you. Up next here on the DJV Show.
It's the final days of the Ford Summer Sales Event. The last chance to find an incredible deal on the cars, trucks, and SUVs that make summer go right. Simply stop by a local Ford dealer or shop online at buyfordnow.com. Because the time to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event ends soon. And so do these amazing offers. The Ford Summer Sales Event is in its final days. That means it's the last chance to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by your local Ford dealer and find great offers on many Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. With leading driver assist technologies, it's easy to see why Ford is the brand more drivers buy and buy again. Look for yourself. But hurry, the Ford Summer Sales Event ends September 4th, 2018. To find out more, head to buyfordnow.com or stop by your local Ford dealer. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year, where all beds are on sale. Last chance to save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing available. Ends Labor Day. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
At 15 past the hour now, our focus on finance, where they look to the women who are listening to the audience and the women who are on the program, because women are making more financial decisions. Let's find what's driving their investment choices by talking to Anna Colton, who is a Northeast Division Executive at Bank of America in their consumer banking department. Women feel more in charge of their finances. Do you ladies all agree, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, that you all are more in charge of your finances. Well, you're all single, so wouldn't you? Well, that's not true. Victoria's not single. But
I am in charge of the finances.
That's what
you're asking.
So, Anna, what does the new data show about women in general taking more of an independent approach to investing, are they?
Yes, good morning, Doug. Thank you for having me on. So you're right. The research indicates that women feel more in charge, more in control of their finances than ever. 75% of the women that we talked to indicated that they have more financial power than they've ever had in the past 20 years. And actually 55% of the women indicated that they are the primary financial decision maker in their household.
I don't know that I think that that's new or maybe news. I read when I was studying how to get advertising to click that 86 or 84% of the decisions in the household on what to spend were, for example, who buys the car, who decides on the car, it's usually the women. Now, if we're in a circumstance where the women are living alone, maybe that's the news here. Who else would be responsible, though, for money and finances if you're living alone?
Well, you're right. Women have more earning power than they've ever had before. So that contributes to it. It's certainly one of the demographic trends that contributes to it. But it's interesting. You mentioned about women buying cars or making decisions about buying a house. Actually, they do have a lot of confidence about those things and those decisions. But when it comes to making investments, women actually have less confidence than men do by a wide margin. And in fact, women indicate that they are less likely to trust their instincts around that. So the fact that they have more decision-making on investments, more power around making their investment choices actually is a new trend.
Why? Why is it that there is now this, well, I suppose maybe it was going back to being held back. When I grew up, I certainly was thinking about my mother and what she decided, and she didn't decide anything. But I think she gave over or gave in. And I was thinking about my wife and the women that I've been with in my life, and most of them have been, with the exception of my wife, actually, the women I've been involved in have all been financially independent, and have one of them, in fact, was an investment counselor and is quite well known for having written books on investing. But she's an anomaly for sure. And I guess I wonder why it is. Why wouldn't women feel strong? I mean, why wouldn't they have access to the same information that men would when it came to investing?
Well, they're starting to access that information, and that's the new shift, right? They're taking advantage of a lot of the online research that's available to them. 40% of the folks that we researched and talked to indicated that they're much more comfortable using technology to help them make those decisions going forward. And we're also finding that women prefer to work with a professional, investment professional. And so together, working with a professional, educating themselves about the research that's available, taking advantage of the technology that's available, all of that is contributing to women having more financial power right now.
So does that mean, Anna, that there's more money in the marketplace because women are investing their money? Is there more money? Is that one of the reasons things are as good as they are in the stock market? Because women are investing their money? New money?
Well,
is it new money?
Part of it, absolutely. The other important trend that we're seeing, though, is how they're investing. So both men and women are paramount for them. The priority is making money and investing in companies that make money. But they're also very focused on investing in companies that have a social impact. So companies that have pay equity, that promote diversity, and have environmental sustainability are all important for women going forward.
All right, here's the information. Go to Merrill Edge, MerrillEdge, MerrillEdge.com/report to read the status of women and their financial attitudes and to see what you can learn so that perhaps you can move ahead yourself in terms of investing. MerrillEdge.com/report. Thanks to Anna Coton for being here on the DJV Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
That, so before you know it, we're back again, and music is our focus this part of the hour, every hour devoted to some of the most popular singers and stories about them and their songs on the DJV show. So Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I focusing first on the music here of Mariah Carey, who's adding some dates to the Butterfly Returns Vegas residency, saying that it's going to extend to next year. It initially set to wrap early next month. It gets 5 additional dates in February at the Coliseum at Caesars. Mariah also says she's been back into the studio working on a new album. She said, quote, some of the record is lighthearted and fun, and some of the songs I really went deep in terms of the lyrical content. There's a nice cross-section of things. The album will be Carey's long-awaited follow-up to Me, I Am Mariah, that came out 3 or 4 years ago. And she referred to herself as the elusive chanteuse. Isn't that singer, chanteuse in French?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Like, I don't know how elusive she's been. She's kind of in your face, but...
Yeah. She yeah. Is that, right? Tickets to the dates of Carey's The Butterfly Returns Vegas residency go on sale this Friday, 10 o'clock local time. Fan club members are granted early access. So if you want to go see her next year in Las Vegas, you can do it by signing on early. Is there a, must be her website, right?
Yeah, her lambs. Those are her fans. Her little lambs.
Lambs?
Yes.
Good.
Yep.
Lambs. Okay. I learned something I didn't know. Thank you, Victoria.
Yep.
I'll have to remember that next time we talk about Mariah Carey. All right, next up musically, Gretchen Wilson was arrested, you may remember, at an airport following a minor disturbance. She's asking her fans to hang tight as she works her way through the legal system. Let's see, posted here was, quote, I want to thank my fans for their patience. Why? What do you mean, patience?
She hasn't issued a statement, and it's been a while now, so
she's got some explaining to do.
Yeah. Well, the report suggests that she was arrested at the airport, the Springfield-Bradley Airport, Springfield-Hartford Airport, a day before she was to appear at a private event. at Mohegan Sun, which is a casino about 40 miles from the airport. Police dispatched the airport in response to a call about a minor disturbance on an incoming American Airlines flight. While interviewing her on the jetway, she became belligerent toward the troopers, caused a disturbance, according to the police report anyway. She was involved in an altercation with another passenger on the plane, was charged with second-degree breach of peace and ordered to appear in superior court. So what's her story? What's the deal with her?
Was she drunk on the plane, Jen? Like, is that what happened?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure alcohol was involved. I don't know that she's been known for her drinking, but she has a lot of drinking songs. Redneck Woman, all these kind of things, you know. But she came
I'm
up
here
a few
for
years,
the party.
Yeah, she came up about, gosh, maybe 10, 15 years ago now with John Rich as part of the Nashville Mafia when he was bringing up some artists. And I think she's really talented. I like her. I think she's fun to watch. She hasn't had a hit record in a while. Well, at least that I'm aware of. But
she's 45 years old.
She's back in the headlines now.
Yeah.
Right. She says, I'd like to respect the process and I'm confident the truth shall prevail. The truth is you were drunk, apparently.
So sounds like it.
That's what happened.
Allegedly.
It'll be interesting to see if this was a case of, did another passenger recognize her and then it was something about her fame, or was it just a typical on-the-plane fight about something stupid, like where they're sitting or something like that?
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Where are you sitting, little girl? All right, so that's the Gretchen Wilson story. I always confuse her. She's not one of the Wilson kids. She's a different Wilson.
Right.
Right? She's not related to Carney or any of the other Wilsons. No. All right, that's the story. Maybe she's related to the basketball people that make the basketball. It's 28 past the hour.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. With only a little bit of summer vacation remaining for most kids, many parents are looking for things they can do with the family before school starts back up again. Well, here's an idea that was suggested to me by a college professor. But don't worry, kids, it has nothing to do with studying. It's a factory tour. Have you ever wondered how the stripes get into candy canes? Or how computer chips are made? Maybe you'd rather see how potato chips are made. Well, there are factory tours for all these things and more. Now, if you've ever heard me on the radio before, you might have guessed that lawsuits would somehow figure into the story, and you'd be right. That college professor also told me that many factories are discontinuing their tours because of concerns about their legal liability. Let's be fair, some of these fun and educational tours may soon be gone, but for now, they could just help your child discover a career goal or a job. So, don't delay. Take some time this summer for a factory tour. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm as happy as a clam.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will be, quote, as happy as a clam, unquote. The Geico legal team cannot accurately verify clams even experience the complex human emotional state known as happiness. As an invertebrate mollusk living half submerged on the ocean floor with no arms, legs, or wireless access, what's there to be happy about? A clam's all like, oh, I'm so happy I didn't get turned into New England clam chowder today. Pronounced regionally as chowda. Chowda. Oh, that's so fun to say. What were we talking about again?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is blaming Google for negative press he's been receiving lately, saying the positive press is being withheld. He tweeted, Google search results for Trump news shows only the viewing and reporting of fake news media. Google and others are suppressing voices of conservatives and hiding information and news that is good. This is a very serious situation. Will be addressed.
I think what Google and what others are doing, if you look at what's going on at Twitter, if you look at what's going on in Facebook, They better be careful. We have tremendous, we have literally thousands and thousands of complaints coming in.
Google denies they're manipulating search results to keep conservative voices quiet. The president is considering regulating social media such as Facebook and Google. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We have gone across state lines. We've gerrymandered to bring people together all around the country and all around the world. I got a note from somebody in India listening to this program.
Really?
You can find it,
India?
Yeah, on TuneIn. If you have TuneIn Radio, you can find it when we're live on the air. Right there, you go to djvshow.com. This is the DJV Show with Jennifer Horn, with Victoria Keelan, with Kara Schillen, with Doug Steffen. Victoria provides us with the trending lead story of the half hour.
J.J. Watt is trending. 1 year after Hurricane Harvey devastated parts of Houston and South Texas, he, of course, is he's an NFL player on the Houston Texans, and he provided an update on his relief efforts from money raised in his record-setting crowdsourcing campaign, which raised $41.6 million. It broke a record. I think it's in Guinness as well, and that's the largest crowdsource, it was a GoFundMe campaign. He started out, he only wanted $200,000, which was a pretty modest goal. And then everybody just jumped on board. I think Ellen gave him $1 million, and people just they saw he was doing so much good. And so now, a year later, He gave a breakdown of what's been going on. They have rebuilt and repaired over 600 homes and 420 childhood centers. More than 26 million meals have been distributed to families affected by Hurricane Harvey, and more than 10,000 patients have received medication. And he says for the next year, he's going to be working with All Hands and Hearts, AmeriCares, Boys and Girls Clubs, Baker Ripley Feeding America, Habitat for Humanity, Save the Children, and SBP. And he said for going forward, for the next 12 months, it includes continuing the restoration of homes. There's still a lot of work to be done. Temporary housing for those who are still displaced a year later, and providing resiliency for future storms. And he said there's also some plans to rebuild and restore some Boys and Girls Clubs that were damaged by the storm. He wants to provide mental and physical health assistance to people in need as well. So it's, we haven't really talked that much about Houston since the storm happened, and it's crazy to think a year later, people are still displaced from their homes. But
well,
J.J. Watt's kind of...
Didn't we see some of the government agencies that have put together $250 billion, state and federal, to rebuild areas of Houston
yep.
that need... And I think my comment was, hopefully the Army Corps of Engineers doesn't work on it the same way they did New Orleans, or there'd be big trouble the next time there was a hurricane blowing around. Hurricane season has started. It has more affected the Pacific at this point in time than the Atlantic. A couple of early storms, remember. But as we get into September, the worst month for hurricanes, September and early October, keep our fingers crossed there won't be a lot of negative impact because of the weather that way. It's hot and humid around the country this week. And it's good, though. This has been a great growing season. As a matter of fact, there was a fellow who was arrested, I think yesterday or the day before, speaking of people in the news. This is the story of Dionico Ferreros, who was arrested in Southern California. Deputies found 800 pounds of stolen lemons inside his car.
Where'd he steal them?
Riverside County Sheriff arrested him, so it must be over in that area someplace, Jennifer. Deputies investigating farm thefts. They stopped his car in this area. It was Thermal. Where's Thermal, California?
I have no idea.
On the desert, I think, someplace.
It has to be.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so they found the deputies searching, looking for things that have been stolen. They found all these lemons. They said, "Where'd you get these lemons, pal?" And he went, So, 800 pounds of stolen lemons that he was going to make into lemonade. Damn it. All right. Let's talk about some names in the news that we haven't really... One of the things that I'm critical of, and I don't want to be a victim of this, we start telling stories about people and things, and then we never go back to them. For example, what's going on with Brett Kavanaugh? Last week I saw that...
He's got lots going on, actually.
Yeah, he says Roe v. Wade is settled. Don't worry about me, don't worry about it. So that means he'll get more support from some people. So what else is going on? What in that process, Jennifer... How long does
the
it actually
hearing
take
is that
for
September? Well, September 4th will start his confirmation hearing. So he's set for that next week, and it looks pretty good for him. It seems like every Republican is on board for Kavanaugh, which is pretty impressive considering there's a lot of infighting. But Susan Collins, who's a senator from Maine, who's very moderate, met with him last week and said she was very pleased with his answers and that she felt confident. He thought Roe versus Wade was settled law. As you mentioned, there's a couple of Democrats who have also said that they're probably leaning towards voting for him. Joe Manchin is one of them. Senator Donnelly is one of them. And perhaps Heidi Heitkamp. She hasn't been as glowing in her reviews as the other two, but these are three senators who voted for the last nominee and went with President Trump. After Neil Gorsuch was up there, because they're in very red states and they're all up for re-election, so the pressure is on. Do they work with the president on Brett Kavanaugh, or do they take a stand with the party and hope that they get re-elected? And that's kind of the wager right now for these guys.
Yeah. All right. Now, Duncan Hunter, I think last week when you weren't here. And his wife indicted. I wonder what the latest is. Supposedly embezzling $250,000 in campaign funds to pay for personal expenses. They can't be too smart because it's easy to do that if you know how to get around the rules.
I just, okay, so I don't know any of this to be true. What I'm telling you is my opinion, and it's me using a crystal ball. Okay. I think that it's the wife. I think the wife, and he's taking the blame.
Well, he basically threw her under the bus last
Friday. He threw her under the bus on Fox News last Friday. He's like, oh, well, you know, she ran the campaign, so they're going to look into her, too.
I'm pretty sure that they're headed for divorce court, because I was actually talking about this on my local show with Don Dix, who is my partner there, and he knows a lot about local politics. He's very involved in the really tiny little local issues.
Yes.
And one of the things, everybody seems to have a pretty good thought about Duncan Hunter, but everybody's sort of thinking that they're not in the best place with their marriage and that this is not going to end well. So,
well, his tone alone of throwing her under the bus, like, everybody was joking about it on social media. The Betches, which is a fun podcast that I listen to, like, they talked about it. They're like, can you imagine what dinner was like that night for them? It was pretty aggressive.
I'm pretty sure they may not be having dinner together already. I don't know if that's happening. But, you know, we'll see. He gave up his committee assignments with Paul Ryan giving him some pressure in the House of Representatives. But the funny thing is he's up by 8 points.
He's running for re-election in November, and he's up. Even after this, you mean he's up?
He's up for re-election. He's a representative.
He's up 8 points after this.
He's pulling ahead of his opponent by 8 points. Mm-hmm. After all of this came out. So it's really weird because California is so, so blue. But this little pocket in San Diego where he is completely red. And it's hard red. So I think he's still going to get reelected even with all of this going on.
All right. What's the latest with Michael Cohen and that bunch? Is he or isn't he going to take a pardon? Is there going to be a pardon offered to him? And he said last week, I think, I'm not taking it, so don't bother offering it.
I think it's because he's not going to get one.
Right. the bottom line is, if the president pardons you, whether you want it or not, you're pardoned.
So he doesn't
have much say in it. But I don't know that the president is going to pardon him. He already plead out. He's going to be in jail for 3 to 5 years. But the scandal now is this Lanny Davis, who is his new attorney, who used to be an attorney for the Clintons way back when, right? That's why that name sounds so familiar.
Right.
And so apparently he's the one, and he's come out now. This is the juice. He was the one that said that Trump knew about the Trump Tower meeting with his son, Don Jr., and that Russian adoption attorney. He's the one that said Trump knew about it. And that would be a big problem because Trump said he didn't know about it. Well, now Lanny Davis is walking back saying, oh, maybe he didn't know about it after all. No. But he did come out that he was the anonymous source to CNN. So,
yada.
That's the latest.
Right.
You got to be careful with those anonymous sources. You never know.
Yes, you do. One more of these reflection names. Demi Lovato, apparently her supplier, a guy named Brandon Johnson, admitted to providing her with, quote-unquote, aftermarket pills, which they, quote, smoked together. How do you smoke a pill?
Crush it, I guess. That's crazy. I didn't know that that's what had happened. I think originally that's why people thought she was doing heroin, but I guess that's just horrible.
Pretty strong stuff. I'm just now Googling.
Like, if you think about it, like, that's what you see crackheads on the street doing. When you watch documentaries of people who are, like, severe
drug addicts. This guy is as dirty looking as you can possibly look at. You can go to the TMZ website and see a picture of this guy. He is dirt. Wow. And so then, is there a lesson in here for people? Is it just about her, or do you learn something from seeing how these things happen? It would seem to me that's the important part of all of this.
I think the lesson is this affects everyone, and it doesn't matter your socioeconomic background, this affects everyone. You know, in New York, Bethany Frankel, who's one of the Real Housewives of New York City, but she's also an entrepreneur, her boyfriend/fiance, if the rumors are true that they were engaged, he just OD'd 2 weeks ago. It affects everyone. It's horrible.
Nuts. 45 past the hour in the DJV program.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Sorry, I was sleep texting. May have become the dog ate my homework of the digital age. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Doctors seeing increased sleep disorders from constant phone use say texting while asleep is on the rise. More common in teens and those who never let go of their phones, experts concur that parts of our brain controlling motor skills can wake up. Meanwhile, other parts managing memory or judgment remain asleep. Whatever the reason, our unconscious mind has the upper hand in these cases, from texting gibberish to outright aggressive messages. One person sent a text to her boss in the middle of the night saying, "You're fired." Having a history of sleep disorders, such as sleepwalking or sleep talking, make you more likely to text while asleep. One solution, leave your phone in another room at night. Just be prepared for a completely different disorder, separation anxiety.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Ender 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, this stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Well, I was going to talk about one thing,
crazy.
But the conversation off the air is too good not to continue on the air. About, I just said, when is Aretha's funeral to the ladies a couple of minutes ago? And we decided it was later in the week. And then they started talking about open caskets and looking at dead bodies and how gross it is. And it was something for the ages, I'll tell you that. Listening to Victoria says, when I go to a funeral, the casket's open. I don't even go down to the front of the room.
I don't even hear it. Nope.
Yeah.
And by the way,
the
yes, confirmed Aretha Franklin will have an open casket that people can walk by and see. That's
that
just,
is gross.
Yeah, not a fan.
What in the world is the point of that? Do yourselves a favor, folks. No matter how good the embalmer, he sticks cotton in your mouth or whatever the hell else it is they do, you still don't look good. Do yourself a favor. When you make out your will, I want my body in a, I want it closed, or better yet, have it cremated, and then, you know, we just talk about how wonderful you looked rather than looking
right.
like you do in a, I mean, yeah, assuming room temperature in a box. 10 before the hour.
Hey.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
The father of all info, that's me, Doug Steffen, with Victoria, who's actually the mother of invention, or the mother of all technical information here, as we get into Tech Talk and the next iPhones. So these are getting bigger than ever. I want, you tell me I need a new 8, because I got a 6S now that's pretty much junk. You've been telling me,
yes.
But you haven't told me where to get it and how,
well,
to get it, how much.
This will help you then. This will help you.
Good.
So, now, if you are not a fan of the size of current iPhones, then the new crop of iPhones coming out in early September will be for you. They are the largest screens that iPhones ever made. For me, this is way too big. However, some people really like having a larger screen. It'll be 6.5 inches. And that's actually even bigger than the Samsung Galaxy Note 9, which has a 6.4-inch screen. So the current iPhone 10, which is what I have, is a 5.8 screen. I think that's a perfect size, but I don't watch a ton of video on my phone, and that's why they've made these screens bigger, because a lot of iPhone users really like watching video on
their
phones.
How bad that
is
for your eyes, be squinting trying to see what's on that screen?
Well, that's why they made it the
screen bigger. I see people doing it on a plane.
Yeah.
You gotta be nuts.
Yep. So the iPhone 10 is going to be updated with the same screen size and some new features, potentially a new name like the XS, so it'll be the 10S. Apple always uses the S when they do minor updates on models. A third iPhone that has a 6.1-inch screen is expected to have a lower price. This is, they always have like a budget, although this isn't much of a budget. This is an $800 phone. So that has a lower resolution LCD screen. The other iPhones are expected to have pricier OLED OLED screens, which are better quality. And they, like I said, the bigger screens are all about video content. That's what they say. Younger people with iPhones spend most of their day watching videos on their phones, and they wanted larger screens. Apple's also expected...
Repeat what you just said. Repeat, younger people spend most of their days watching their video screen. What kind of an indictment is that?
Well, unfortunately, that's what the research shows, and that's why Apple's responding to it. Apple's also going to use the facial recognition, that's the Face ID system, on the three new phones. They're getting rid of the home button completely. Apple will still, now this is for you, Doug, Apple still has the older models available that will also be upgraded and have lower pricing now. So they're going to continue to sell the older iPhone 7 and 8, which still do have the home button, so you don't have to use facial ID. And those will be at a lower price. We don't know what the pricing is yet, and we won't know until probably the first week of September. But that's what you should probably go for. The iPhone 10 was the most expensive iPhone ever. It started at $999, and then the upgraded model was about $1,200. These new ones, same thing. The Galaxy Note 7, or I mean 9, is $1,250.
And so these guys get people hoodwinked. They get people to spend that kind of dough for that.
It's true. Well, they make it so easy because you can just break it down to a monthly payment.
Right.
So
people
go, oh, it's only $30 a month. That's
$23 a month for this.
Yep.
So you tell me to get an 8, not a 7.
I would go right to the 8 because, truthfully, the tech experts have all said from the beginning that the 8 was a better phone than the 10, but the 10 had more bells and whistles that I wanted. That's why I went for the 10. Yeah. So I think you would do well with the 8.
All right, let's see what's going on here with Sony. They made a huge cache of Prince albums available on streaming sites, Spotify, Apple, and is it Tidal? I don't know Tidal. All right, let's find out what the story is behind that.
The Geek Out.
The death of Prince created a host of problems on how to handle the artist's massive vault of music. But today, the availability of streaming services has made this somewhat more expedient for publishers and certainly more affordable for consumers. Sony, who cut the deal with the estate to manage the vault, recently pushed out 23 albums from Prince's later years, most of which were very rare, out of print, or never released. And if you don't want to listen to all 23, included is an anthology with just the highlights. Now imagine having to buy all 23 albums, where now your monthly subscription to Tidal, Apple Music, or Spotify gets you instant access. Prince's new cache of music can now be found in your favorite streaming service.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
All right, let's get to the Amazon news, Victoria.
Yep, Amazon's opened its second Amazon Go store in Seattle just a little bit earlier than projected in the fall. The opening is part of Amazon's gradual rollout. Now, these are the cashierless convenience stores where you walk in and you zap your app, and then everything that you take off the shelf automatically gets billed. You don't have to do anything. You just walk out of the store. And so they have baked goods, ready-to-eat meals, Amazon's own line of meal kits. And the first one opened in December of 2016. Everybody seems to really like it, so now they're rolling out to San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Chicago.
Here's Victoria once again proving that, yes, she does have a brain and she uses her head here on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.